Today I'd like to discuss the meaning of going to mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur. It's a very interesting, this is a minhag. It's a very strong minhag. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Vav, Sif Dal. Let me read the words of the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, and I'll tell you a few things which I found to be very interesting. Inside, Yachal Litbol Velilkos, let me go take a step back. Yachal Litbol Velilkos, person can go to mikvah, velilkos, mosa sheyirtze, rak sheyeh koidim halayla. Ve'enim avorech ala tefillah, a person should go to mikvah. And also he should receive malchus. We mentioned this before, we don't do this today, but a person, the custom was to receive malchus, but it says here that a person should go to mikvah, and he should go to mikvah anytime he wants, and it should be before the night, of course, and does not make a bracha on the tefillah. Because indeed there are other opinions that hold that a person should make a bracha. Would you believe this? A person should make a bracha when he goes to mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. Asher ki deshanu b'mitzvah v'sivanu ala tzvila. The Mechaber says not to do this. Let me read you the words of the Mishnah Berurah. HaMechaber kitzar. The Mechaber was mekatzer. The Mikoydim hoya loy lichtav the minig litbol v'lulkos Erev Yom Kippur. The Mechaber just right away tells you that you can go to mikvah whenever you want Erev Yom Kippurim. The Mechaber should have told us that there is a custom. The minhag. Okay, that's my Pesach to speak about this topic. The minhag litbol. There is a custom to go to mikvah. The lilkos be'erev yom kippurim. The afilu ne'arim, and get a load of this. Ubesulos, young girls. Okay, this is not done today. You never hear young single girls going to mikvah erev Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah brings this down. Mikavon shem b'nei mitzvos toivlois. They're required. This is an incredible chiddush. No one does this. This is unheard of today, that young single girls should go to mikvah. But young boys, of course, go to mikvah.
Isn't there a problem of the father?
Seeing the father?
Yeah.
Yes, so they should not go with their father. Ideally,
it's not
proper. Okay, so I don't know the answer. I don't know. I think it's like you say, it's not proper. They should go separately. But I don't know the answer. But this is what it says here, and this is just an incredible words that even young girls know. Mubesulois became in shame b'nei mitzvos toivlos. Koidem halayla b'toiv sheyitbol koidem tefilas hamincha shasham misvade v'cheinay hagim. It's better, preferred to go before mincha, because during mincha every Yom Kippur we recite vidui. So you should recite vidui already in a state of tahara. U'miktzos nehagim litbol achar sudas mafsekes. Some have the custom to go to mikveh after you eat, before you go to the Beis HaKnes. Come on, no one does this today because no one has time to do this. I remember reading the minhagim of the Chassam Sofer. He did it twice. I guess it was available to him to do this. He went to mikveh before mincha, and then he davened mincha. Then he ate the Sudas Mafsekes, and then he went to mikveh a second time before the davening. Now this is a very interesting Mishnah. It's only a minhag, and you don't make a bracha on a minhag. Really? Did we not learn not so long ago that on Rosh Chodesh we recite Chatzi Halal, not Halal Shalem, only Chatzi Halal, which is nothing more than a minhag, and yet we do make a bracha. It's true, there are places, there are some groups that the Yechidim do not make a bracha. The bracha is only recited by the Shliach Tzibur, but yet a bracha, Ruba de Ruba, is always recited. And that we explain, I don't remember the source, but I told Burdah, I showed you a source. Why is it that the minhag of reciting Chatzi Halal does have a bracha, whereas almost every other minhag that we are accustomed to, we do not recite a bracha? The answer is, a minhag that was accepted by the entire Klal Yisrael gets a bracha. It's very rare to find the minhag that everyone in Klal Yisrael does. We discuss wearing a kittel. I was looking around over Rosh Hashanah, I was in all these different places. You're right, most people do not wear a kittel. No, even among the real B'nai Torah and the Hasidim, most people don't wear a kittel. But there are people that do wear a kittel. So you can't say it's a minhag that's accepted by the entire Klal Yisrael. Certainly not that minhag. Even wearing a kittel by the Seder is certainly not accepted by the entire Klal Yisrael. A minhag that is accepted by the entire Klal Yisrael qualifies for bracha. Tefillah b'mikvah, it appears, is accepted by the entire Klal Yisrael. No, it's not. It's out of convenience. What?
I don't think Litvaks
do it.
Litvaks?
Sure.
Why? Before
Yom Kippur. He never went to not even every Yom Kippur?
No.
Okay, I don't know. All right.
Oh, you didn't wear a kid in Yom Kippur either.
Okay, I do not know. But over here, the Mishnah Berurah just says this thing over here that the minog litvah, that the tefillah is in Iraq, Mishnah minog, the Shiboli Haleket writes that you do make a bracha. It's Mishum Tahara, Chayvot Mataras Atzmo, also Mishum Tshuva, you have to, I'll come to that in a few moments, you must make a bracha. Can we pass that you do not make a bracha? Let's go further. Beloy Vidui, okay, then he goes further. Okay, I want to read some other things about the Minog from the Mishnah Berurah before we go into some other Inyanim. Okay, here, let me read further. Mishum Kari, the reason why we go to Mikvah. Let me read a little bit further in the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hagah, the Ein Tzarech Litbol Rak Pam Achas, Beloy Vidui Mishum Keri. Person only has to dip once. I don't know, I go to the mikvah sometimes, occasionally, and I don't know what's going on in there. Some people, they're going down 7 times, 10 times, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, I never asked.
Survive the dirt.
What? I don't know what's going on. But here it says, Ein tzarich litbol rak pam achas. I'll read you what it says here. Hold on 1 second. Beloy vidui. Don't say anything. Mishum keri. The Ramah says the reason why we go to mikvah is mishum keri. Not because of tshuva, not because of kedusha. It's mishum tumah. There's something called Tumas Keri, and that requires mikvah. We do have no understanding how this thing works. This, the Rambam says, a choik. This is a choik. It's beyond us to understand how these things work. A mikvah 40 saw is matayar, this thing called Tumah. Not because of Tahara, not because of Tshuva, Mishum Keri. Vuadin, dehatolas tisha kabin maim nan mahani. Along comes, maybe this is what you're referring to, along comes the Ramah, that since the only reason why we go to mikvah is because of Keri, there's another solution for Keri, that's to pour on one's head 9 kabin of water, which taking a shower for a few minutes would accomplish basically the same thing. Nami Mahani. Then he goes further. Okay, then he goes on to discuss other inyanim. Now let me read over here the Mishmur some very interesting things. Mishmur Chafal Mishum Keri V'lechein Dai B'Pamachas. And therefore, since the only reason we go to mikvah is because of Keri, it's enough to dip in the mikvah once. Quick, go in, go out. Don't stick around in there. V'gam Ein Tzarich Levidei V'isha Shashim Shem Shoshal Shiyam Tzricho Lechabe Beisa B'chamen. That's another. That's in Nashim talking about other things. V'yeshayim. Okay, then he goes on to say, V'yeshayim, the tam hatzila mishum teshuva. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not the only reason why you go to mikveh every Yom Kippurim. It's not because of Keri, it's because the Rambam quotes this, a person who has sinned. Let's deal with a person that wasn't Shem Shabbos. There's no Yalach HaLamai, it's about Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva, he wasn't Shem Shabbos, he did not observe mitzvos, and now he has become observant. There is a chiyah for him to go to mikvah. People don't know this. Baalei tshuva have an obligation to go to mikvah. Mishum tshuva. And on that type of mikvah, there's a real makar to make a bracha. Rachmanu litzlan, a person was not observant, and now he has chayze b'shuva, and he goes to mikvah, part of the process of tshuva. Meikar hadin, you make a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al hatzvila. And the Mishnah Berurah says, some are of the opinion that we go to mikvah erev Yom Kippur, it's not because of Keri. It was only because of Keri, it's because of tshuva. It's a Yom Tshuva. Oh, you're a Baal Tshuva? You're no different than the person that was not a Shomer Shabbos. And he is now Chayzeh B'Shuva. That's what we all are of Yom Kippur. We've also done terrible sins throughout the year, and we're Chayzeh B'Shuva. Oh, you're going to make it because of Tshuva? You make a Bracha. Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvah Sevitzonat Tefillah. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if you'll find the Shomim Sam Minhagim, Chassidus Minhagim with Itaka, do make the Bracha. Not like the Mechab, because the Mechab is going Lufi Keri. Lufi Zeh, what other Nafkamina is there? How many times do you dip in the mikvah? If you go to Mishum Keri once, if you go to Mishum Tshuva, you dip three times. Ulufizeh yesh litbol shalosh pa'amim, three times. Now he does v'chein kosev harokeach v'ayin b'mogin Avram diaf l'man d'svilei d'tama tzvila Mishum Keri afilu ochi tzach tamil litbol b'yamim kipurim, even if it's because of Keri, unless a person is not about Keri, it doesn't matter. Afilu m'kvar tavol erev ashan v'loi ro od Keri, it doesn't matter. He just points out that another nafkamina, because let's say it's all Mishum Keri, and let's say the person he went to, he was toiled for Keri, and now he's not Tomei for this reason, so Erev Yom HaKippurim, I don't need to go to Mikvah. No! You still need to go to Mikvah. It's not only for Keri, it's because of Tahara, because of Tshuva. Why three times? So he doesn't say here's the Mishnah Berurah, because it corresponds to the three words of sin. Avoin, Chet, and Pesha. Tfila b'mikvah is tshuva. There are three words of chet in the Torah: avon, pesha, and what did I say? Chet, chet, avon, and pesha. You go to dip three times. Okay, so these are. So what do we take away from this? We take away from this the reason why one goes to mikvah. Basically, two reasons: tumas keri, and tshuva. Nafkamina, do you make a bracha? Nafkamina, how many times do you dip? It says here in the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't say anything about going to mikveh after chatzos. I don't know where this comes from. Where you should go after chatzos. People have this mishagas that you don't go to mikveh until after chatzos. I don't know where that comes from. Alright, maybe there must be a makar for that. Yeah, it's not always very practical. Today, what? Yeah?
They say it doesn't have to be a mikveh.
100% sure. Look, right, it doesn't have to be 100%.
I don't know.
They're coolest. There are leniencies in a men's mikvah over a woman's mikvah. Woman's mikvah is karis. It's serious business. Okay, now there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Chayiv adam letaher atzmai beregel." When it comes to the shalosh regalim, a person must be metari, must go to mikvah. When it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, as an outgrowth of that, there are many of the Mefarshim learned that bezman hazeh kol shekain. If you must go to mikvah to purify yourselves, when it comes to the shalosh regalim, certainly for the yom hadin, there is also a degree of purification. Now, this does not necessarily mean care. This is a different concept. There's tumas keri, there is tshuva, and then there is what's called toisefes kedusha, to bring upon yourself more holiness. A third concept. And that's all nichlalim letaher atzmo beregel, kol shekein for the yoyim hadin rosh shana and yom kippur. So we add to the mix three chayiv. But that's when there's a base hamigdash. Chayiv or chayiv? Yeah, chayiv. No, it doesn't say chayiv. This is a gemara. Only by the regular it's chayiv. Okay, so we have a total of three different reasons: keri, tshuva, and tahara to add more kedusha. The Rambam, now we mentioned how many times should a person go to mikvah. So we mentioned you go down once, go down three times. It doesn't say more than three, as far as I know. The Rambam says a person is toiled in the mikvah twice. He dips twice. Hareze miguna. It is strange. It is mugune. It shows that you don't believe. It shows that you don't. What are you dipping twice? Once you've already accomplished what you're supposed to do, what are you dipping a second time? So the commentators, they deal with this. They struggle with what does the Rambam mean exactly. There are many different answers. Simply, you learn what like the Mishnah Berurah says. For Keri, then once the tumah has departed, finished. There's no purpose in dipping a second time. But if it's for tshuva, to repent for tshuva, then it is brought down that a person should dip multiple times, chet, avoin, and pesha. Now there's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, let's discuss two different people. One person was never in his entire life was tamei. He never came in contact with the dead. He never had an emission of keri. He's tar from birth. Another person came in contact with the dead. He had all various types of tumah, tumas saras, tumas zov, and keri, and you name it. And he went to mikvah. He had the paraduma water sprinkled upon him, and he went to mikvah. From these two people, which one is more pure? Which one is better? The Rambam says the one that was tameh, who went to the mikvah, he is on a higher degree of tahara than the person that never was tameh ever in his life. Why? Because only upon him does the Torah say he's tahar. The taval, he's taval, the tahar, and he's tahar. Only upon a person who was tameh and went to the mikvah does the Torah explicitly state he is tahar. Therefore, between the two people, it's better. It's better, therefore, so the commentators want to take from that and say that based upon that, certainly when a person goes to mikvah on Erev Yom HaKippurim, by bringing upon himself tahara b'mikvah, that's much better than, even if he feels no need to do so, it's certainly a fulfillment of what the Rambam says, going to mikvah and meriting what the Torah says, your tahar is certainly a very great merit. Okay, I told you I'm going to add a time song and stop, leave the rest for tomorrow. But I'll just say one more quick vard is, what does it mean, mikvah? Mikvah means hope. The word mikvah means two things. It means a pool, a collection of water, but it also means hope. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Pasuk, Mikveh Yisrael, the hope of Klal Yisrael is Hashem. When you go to mikvah, you're trying to, you have hope, yearning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mitar, should purify us, and should bring upon us holiness. Okay, we'll leave. I have a whole bunch of more things which we'll leave. We'll leave Mitar Hashem for tomorrow.